To Capitol Hill now, and the big mystery, is the GOP of one mind or more than one mind on the question of immigration reform, and is progress possible in this Congress? Some positive signs, also some negative signs coming out of Washington. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillig is with us. Thanks for joining us, Todd.
Hi, John.
So the GOP seems to be getting a lot of urging from folks on the outside and some within the party to go slow on immigration reform. But there are some leaders who really want to accomplish something, and Speaker John Boehner seems to be one of them.
He does, and so does the rest of the House Republican leadership. Look, it was a couple of weeks ago when we mentioned that immigration might have a pulse. Now I'm here to tell you that the patient is actually breathing on its own. Doesn't mean it doesn't have a long way to go, and it's probably not going to pass anytime soon. But here's what happened just sort of over the weekend and before, as Republicans gathered for their private issues summit. Republicans only, no outsiders, press kept at bay. Some principles on immigration reform released by the House Republican leadership. Some of them will sound familiar, and some of them will sound a lot like this, like the bill that the Senate passed last summer. Things like border security, a visa system, an entry-exit system, verification to make sure that employers aren't hiring illegal people. And that all might sound familiar. Now, of course, you're already thinking to yourself, sure, I know about that. But what about citizenship for 11,000 undocumented immigrants? And that is where Republicans, House Republicans and Tea Party Republicans and Senate Democrats might still be far, far apart.
Even though the president seems to have offered a compromise on that path to citizenship for illegal immigrants?
He may have. And this is where we don't know, because everyone's language is typically soft and gushy. Here's what House Republicans said. House Republicans said there must be no special pathway to citizenship for any illegals living in the country currently. I'm going to repeat that. No special path to citizenship. They said anyone here illegally could stay if they pay fines, admit what they did, learn English, pay back taxes, and do a whole bunch of penalties. So you say, well, geez, they don't want citizenship for any of those people. Although, there's another way to interpret that language, and this is what House Democrats and the president even are hopeful that House Republicans may mean or may be able to come around to in the event of a negotiation, and it's this. Special path, well, you might say the Senate bill has a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants, but it's not special. It's actually under current law. You just have to go to the back of the line and really wait 13 years to become a citizen. So what do House Republicans mean, John? They don't even know yet. This is the language that gets the conversation started.
And, you know, it's many layers. You add a layer. That's how you pretend to make progress. It's no longer amnesty. It's no longer a special pathway, which is different from amnesty. And the legal matter actually doesn't accomplish much for illegal immigrants, but it might constitute a fig leaf for Republicans who can at least sign up for some form of pathway to citizenship without conceding on the amnesty question.
Well, this is the politics of big, difficult issues, especially in an election year. Does it accomplish something for illegal immigrants? It might. It means that the policy of the United States won't be to deport them any longer. You know who it might mean something big for? People called the Dreamers, people involved in the Dream Act, young people who came to this country via their parents when they were little. Even Republicans agree now that those folks, they agree with Democrats and with the president. Those folks should be able to become citizens. John, I want to make one point. When could this all happen? Could it happen sometime soon? We're in an election year. Listen to Greg Walden of Oregon right now, if you would, please.
When you lay out a major policy initiative like immigration, I don't know when it's going to appear on the schedule. My hunch is it doesn't come up, you know, tomorrow. It's probably months out.
And redistricting is the evil doer here, in the sense that there are a lot of Republicans in safe districts where immigration isn't an issue and a lot of them where it is a big issue, and that's the division.
John, Greg Walden is in charge of getting House Republicans reelected. He's the money guy, and he knows that this issue has to come after the primaries. That's important.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.